Hi, you're listening to Right From Karen. My name's Karen. This podcast is about a little bit of everything. My life, my writing, politics, and religion. Grab a cup of coffee and get comfortable. I have a lot to say about nothing. Hello, and welcome. You're listening to Right From Karen, the blog post edition. Today is brought to you by COVID, the disease that never goes away. If you would like to follow along, you can find this blog post on my blog at writefromkaren.com. That's W-R-I-T-E from Karen.com. Today is September 12th, 2021, and it's 6:52 in the evening. The title of this post is, Will They Accept My Religious Exemption Request? Now it's a waiting game. I submitted my religious exemption request last week, but I'm not holding my breath. A couple of other girls submitted their exemptions about 1 week before I did, and they have heard back. Denied. I'm not surprised, but I am disappointed. I really thought the hospital would use this as an excuse, an olive branch, really, to meet us anti-vaxxers, though we're really not anti-vax, we're anti-COVID vax, and they would meet us halfway. I'm really confused. From a business standpoint, why they wouldn't jump on this opportunity, this chance, to keep people. They know, they have to know, that they're going to lose a lot of people all over the hospital and that it's going to ultimately overwork the ones left, burning them out, and potentially losing more workers before it's all said and done. Or maybe they're just thinking of ripping the Band-Aid off, just get rid of the anti-science people, eye roll, and starting over from scratch. Yes, it will be hard for the hospital at first, but they will eventually get fully staffed again and these new people will be vaxxed and ready to go. They will get rid of the troublemakers, I suppose. People like me who dare to defy their authoritarian rule. At any rate, I haven't received the dreaded letter in the mail yet, but I'm sure it's coming this week. I'm predicting it will arrive by Friday, as that is what they did this last go-around. A strategic move, quite honestly. That way, disgruntled employees can bitch and moan at home as opposed to spreading gossip and discontent at work. We'll see. Again, I'm not holding my breath. I'm honestly not looking for them to approve it, especially after reading and researching more about religious exemptions to begin with. I found this bit from a website that is geared toward employers, a guideline, if you will, of how to handle religious exemption request. Here's the bit that caught my eye. Importantly, the policy should inform employees that the law requires an employer to reasonably accommodate an employee's religious beliefs or practices, unless doing so would cause an undue burden on the operations of the employer's business. For example, an employer does not have to accommodate an employee's religious beliefs if the accommodation is costly, infringes on another employee's jobs, rights, or benefits, compromises workplace safety, decreases workplace efficiency, or requires other employees to do more than their share of potentially hazardous or burdensome work. Because the current COVID-19 vaccinations are approved through the emergency authorization only, this is my part, though now I wonder if that has changed since the Pfizer vaccine has been approved. Back to the article. There may be questions regarding an employer's ability to mandate the vaccine. However, based on recent federal guidance, particularly the EEOC's guidance and court decisions in some jurisdictions, employers are likely on firm legal ground in mandating the vaccine at this point. Operating an interactive accommodation request process is crucial in limiting potential litigation. In furtherance of this, employers should follow these abiding principles. Presume a religious belief to be sincerely held, then be selective and cautious when requesting further verification and documentation. avoid a fishing expedition to reduce the chances of claims of discrimination, harassment, or intimidation. Be cognizant that religious beliefs are not static and are susceptible to change over the course of a person's life. Remember that the fact that an individual is not a frequent observer of his or her faith, or had not previously made his or her faith public, does not necessarily limit its sincerity. An accommodation does not have to be limited to what is requested by the employee. If the accommodation is legitimate and non-retaliatory, there is a wide range of potential accommodations at the employer's disposal. Should the employee elect not to accept the accommodation offered, and all other alternative accommodations would cause an undue burden, the employer can part ways with the employee. This is taken from the article on Venerable.com entitled Employer's Guide to the Religious Exemption for the COVID-19 Vaccine, and the source is noted. The part I think they are going to focus on is the compromise workplace safety, because let's face it, unvaccinated people are dirty, unclean, and unsavory people. Eye roll, at least, according to Biden and his administration's narrative. And by the way, Biden from this point forward shall be called dictator-in-chief on this blog. Emphasis on dick. They are going to focus on this because unvaccinated people are jeopardizing the other co-workers by putting their health at risk. Which makes zero sense to me, as the vaccinated people should be protected. Isn't that the whole point of being vaccinated? If a person is vaccinated, why would he or she worry about little old me and my little old germs? Right? But I guess that's not how it works, because the vaccine isn't all that effective, as evidenced by the fact that vaccinated people have been getting the Delta variant, and the CDC is already looking toward pushing boosters. In fact, I would argue that we have a Delta variant because of the vaccinated. Or it has spread so quickly because of the vaccinated. But who knows what's true and what's false? Everyone is lying and or not telling the whole truth, so it's hard to know what's really going on out there. I'm just looking forward to the day we can look back on this time period and hopefully sort through this mess and learn from our mistakes. Because there have been mistakes. It's just that no one wants to admit to anything right now. Seriously, when does it end? How many injectables are they going to force into people before this madness stops? Is this going to be a yearly thing, like the flu shot? Only with the COVID shots, we won't be given a choice? So I was already not really hopeful about the hospital accepting my exemption request to begin with, but what little hope I had was smashed into shards of reality when the dictator-in-chief made his little announcement about losing patience with us little people and declaring this was now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This article was taken from WND.com entitled Biden Latest Senior Moment Loses Patience with Unvaccinated. Source noted. The president has exhausted his patience. He had tried all the incentives and emotional exhortations and even red, white, and blue appeals to the patriotism that beats in American hearts. Yet, at least in his estimation, not enough people listened. 1/4 of those eligible still have not rolled up their sleeves, bared their arms, and voluntarily taken their COVID shots. What more is there to wait for? What more do we need to see? An exasperated Joe Biden asked the unvaccinated on Thursday. We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. But Biden won't wait for an answer to his questions. He and his administration are done with the coaxing. Now the president has picked up the stick by announcing new vaccine mandates. Employers with more than 100 workers will be required to ensure their workforce is fully vaccinated, or else provide weekly testing for the virus under penalty of stiff fines. Any healthcare provider that receives federal Medicare or Medicaid dollars must do the same. Anyone boarding a flight must wear a mask or incur a doubled fine, courtesy of the TSA. How did it come to this? Biden explained not only the need for the sweeping mandates, but also said exactly who is to blame. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, he said, and it's caused by the fact that despite America having an unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 different locations, we still have nearly 80 million Americans who have failed to get the shot. He scolded the unvaccinated. Our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. He dared Republican governors to try and stop him. If these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way. And he changed a course he set long ago. While President-elect Biden was asked about mandatory vaccinations just weeks after the first successful vaccine trials were announced, "No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory," he said in December, adding, "But I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be mandatory nationwide, I will do everything in my power as President of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing." End of the article. So yes, the man lies. Consistently. Not that I ever believed a word out of his or any of his administration's mouths to begin with, but this just proves he will say and do anything if it furthers his agenda and or doesn't get his way. Apparently us little people who aren't falling lock stock with his plan are making him lose patience. Now he must mandate the damn thing. Which, for me at my hospital, was already mandated, but now everyone else in the country is now worried and anxious about losing their jobs. Swell. In some ways, this may help my religious exemption case. The dictator-in-chief said that people have to get the vaccine or succumb to weekly COVID testing. I'm not thrilled about this idea at all. However, if everyone is subject to this requirement, then it seems a bit silly for me to quit my job at the hospital, find another job, only to have to subject myself to weekly testing someplace else anyway. I might as well stay where I am, where I know the job and am comfortable with the job, and take advantage of the pay raise. By the way, my manager pulled me into her office the other day to let me know how the hospital's decision to raise the minimum wage to $15.25, I think I mentioned it was $15.50, in another blog post, which is not correct, will personally affect my hourly wage. Not gonna lie, it will raise my hourly wage by $2.66 an hour, which amounts to a healthy paycheck. That's another reason I'm working hard to try and figure out some middle ground in order to keep this job. Again, if I'm going to be subjected to the same requirements wherever I go, I might as well stay at the hospital and take advantage of the pay hike, right? Side note, I watched a video of a hospital worker that showed up to work after the vaccine deadline and tried to clock in as usual. She wasn't able to. Then, a member of Human Resources, or some person of authority, along with a security person, tried to get her to leave and she refused. She says she had quit and she never got her letter of termination. So, now what? The video was cut off when the security person realized she was filming and said, "I don't give you permission to film me." She wisely shut it down, as that would have been grounds for a lawsuit, I'm sure. Also, side note, check out my Twitter timeline in my sidebar. There's a video of an Australian man in a quarantine hotel filming his quote-unquote neighbor going berserk because he was due to go home and the authorities won't allow him to go home even though his quarantine time was up. That's some scary stuff, y'all. The government is getting more and more emboldened because the citizens are going along with these insane rules and not doing anything to stop them. As a result, they are taking more and more rights away from the citizens. When does it stop? So what's next? Man, I don't know. Just when I think things are starting to level out, something happens and things are more confusing and chaotic than before. And now I heard that the dictator-in-chief is supposed to come out with more crap tomorrow. Who knows what that will look like? Kevin wants me to find a job at a company that has less than 100 people. Then I won't have to worry about being forced to get a vaccine or have to take a weekly COVID test. And why is that, by the way? Why 100? Why not 200? 150? Everything is so arbitrary and random. But I guess when you are the dictator in charge and no one has the balls to step up and stop you, you can pretty much do whatever you want, right? All I know is I'm tired. I'm so very tired of being pissed off and on edge all the time. I just want this nightmare to end. I'm still fighting, but I need the bell to ring. Tell me to go to my corner. Give me a moment to catch my breath and regroup. I'm sure most people feel this way. Every time I have a tentative game plan, okay, if this happens, then I will do this, or if it doesn't happen, then I'll go with plan C, something else comes along and blows that game plan out the window. I've been haunting Indeed.com jobs. I actually have 4 saved in my favorites that I might try and go for at some point. I'm looking at editing jobs, banking jobs. Heck, I even spent some time watching YouTube videos on how to start a Twitch stream last night. I don't think it would be a gaming stream because I don't play games and am nowhere good enough to think people would want to watch me in my clumsy efforts to play something, though I guess I could put a different spin on it and market it like, watch the world's worst gamer. But it would be something that I could do at home. Kevin was telling me that he knew someone who made their Twitch stream their full-time job because he was pulling in $14,000 a month. Can you even imagine? Also, kudos to that person. He found something that worked for him. I haven't tossed the whole writing community idea away. I think it would be so much fun to build a writing community where we could get together, talk shop, exchange work, offer critiques, be beta readers for each other, build a self-publishing network, etc. Someplace like Patreon or Locals, but I've been so distracted with the chaos that is my life right now, I haven't taken the time to really focus on that. It's not off the table. It's still there and collecting dust in the corner somewhere. But I'm ready to just about do anything to get out of this waking nightmare. What's my plan? Heck, I don't know. I'm taking it day by day, but for right now, I'm waiting to hear back on my exemption. And then once it's denied, because I can't allow myself to have any hope so that I can better handle my disappointment, I will talk to my manager about the possibility of being tested each week. And if that doesn't work, who knows what my options will be at that time? If there are any options. If you're out there in a similar situation, please know that you are not alone, though it may feel like it. There are 100 million people in the same boat right now, thanks to our dictator-in-chief's decree. All I can say is at this point in time is pray, talk to your family, and keep your career options open right now. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.